West Coast 7XS, Mike O'Loughlin with you. Some time ago, I had a chat to the State President of the Naval Association of Australia Tasmania Section, Mr. Brian Ellis. Brian was telling me about the HMAS Strawn anniversary to its visit to Strawn 75 years ago. Now, this Sunday, there's a very special service, a commemorative service in Anzac Park in Strawn, starting at 10 a.m. Sunday. The service will be kind of along the lines of an Anzac Day service with a lot there, but there was a letter that I read out when I spoke to Brian, portions of which actually came from a midshipman who was a crew member on board HMAS Strawn at the time. Fantastic letter, too. Really, it was lovely. But why not actually speak to Jan Grosvenor? Now, Jan is the widow of the midshipman who was the crew member. Jan, in Adelaide, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. It is so nice to talk to you. Now, honestly, tell me about these letters. You were married to the midshipman.
Well, I was his partner. We got together possibly in 97 and came over together to Australia in 2013.
I'm with you. So now these letters, though, that are a part of history, you got hold of all of these letters that was from the crew member on board. It was a series of letters.
These were part of a series of letters that was written by him to his family back in Clare while he served on HMAS Strawn and then subsequently on HMAS Ararat.
Tell me about, Jan, tell me about some of those letters. What I mean, I know it must be terribly strong meaning for you, especially now, of course, but what was the theme throughout those letters?
The theme, I think, for him was a sense of adventure. He absolutely loved life at sea. He loved the work that he did as a junior officer on the corvettes. And he just was writing the letters home to explain to his family what he was doing and how he was doing it.
Of course, we'll have on Sunday a short history of HMAS Strawn, but it did visit Strawn 75 years ago, and some of his comments were fantastic about how the school children came out, the flag waving, the people in Strawn themselves so pleased to see the corvette.
Yes, he thought that was absolutely wonderful. They were returning, to his mind, they were returning heroes.
Isn't that fantastic? It must be so lovely. And you're coming over from Adelaide, especially for the event this Sunday.
I am, yes. I am very grateful of all the work that has been done by the NNAA and the Navy of Australia and various other organizations. The War Widows of South Australia have also been very supportive to me in this project.
It'll be just a wonderful morning. Now, of course, it's a commemorative service in Anzac Park, Strawn, starting at 10 a.m. this Sunday. The service along the lines of an Anzac Day service. So there'll be the white ensign flown at half mast. There'll be a short welcome, the naval prayer, and look, and so it goes. Of course, the naval ode, the last post, and then. But the thing that I think will be marvellous for you will be a short history of HMAS Strawn, which will be read out by Brian Ellis. That'll be wonderful to look forward to.
It is. I'm looking forward to it very much. I've spent a lot of time going through the letters myself and reading up on the history of Strawn through the official records. I would be looking very much forward to hearing Brian Ellis tell the story.
And Jan, we look forward to catching up with you on Sunday. Jan Grosvenor in Adelaide, who'll be in Strawn on Sunday for the commemorative service. Good to talk to you, Jan.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much.